Art and literature have always played a big role in how people share stories and ideas with one another. The social movement Me Too is no exception. One of the first books that came from the Me Too movement, Indelible for the Hippocampus, Writings from the Me Too Movement, features Utah poet laureate Paisley Rectal.
There's a kind of irony about books and media stories about these things being taken up because, of course, it gives more attention, it promotes a wider audience, but at the same time, I think it can also numb us and make us feel as if we've accomplished enough simply by being part of the audience for this story.
Paisley tells the story of Selamela, who was raped by her brother-in-law, and to keep her from telling anyone, her tongue was cut out. Mela uses art to weave a tapestry to tell her story and get revenge.
I think a lot of us want to believe that, both that art heals and also art transmits these stories so that we become more and more aware of it.
For more information on where to purchase Indelible for the Hippocampus, visit upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.